last church of prophecy. The church is God's family on earth, and it is dearer to him than anything else in this world. The Bible says, "For he that touches you touches the apple of his eye." Zechariah 2:8. The church is God's stronghold against human rebellion, and he protects his church against all attacks of the enemy. The Bible says, "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16:18. The church is God's bride and will be his wife through eternity. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Revelation 19:7-8. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, "Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife." Revelation 21:8-9. The church of Jesus Christ is his heritage, his field, his building. 1 Corinthians 3:9. "For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building." The first church on earth was a little family in Eden. Then it grew into the community of the patriarchs, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Jacob, etc. They constituted the church of God on earth. Later, the church was made up by Israel, the spiritual Israel. The Bible says, "For he is not a Jew which is one inward, no, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." Romans 2:28-29. Then the Christian church became the heir of God's promises through Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Galatians 3:29. The Christian era is divided into seven church periods by Jesus Christ. He holds the seven stars in his right hand, symbolic of the leaders of the different churches. He walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, an assurance of his continuous presence with his churches. Christ created the church, formed her, redeemed her. He is her Savior. He keeps her. He waters her. The Bible reads like this: "But now thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Isaiah 43:1-11. "I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day." Isaiah 27:3. The Lord calls for spiritual revivals in his church. He says, "Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughters of Zion." Christ tests and purifies His church. And He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and He shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering of righteousness. Malachi 3:3. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Matthew 3:12. The church is God's appointed agency for the salvation of men. It was organized for His service, and its mission is to carry the gospel to the world. From the beginning, it has been God's plan that through His church shall be reflected to the world His fullness and His sufficiency. The members of the church, those whom He has called out of deep darkness into His marvelous light, are to show forth His glory. The church is the repository of the riches of the grace of Christ. And through the church will eventually be made manifest even to the principalities and powers in heavenly places the final and full display of the love of God. Christ gives the following admonitions to His seven churches. Repent, or I will remove your light. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Revelation 2:5. He asks the church to be faithful to the very point of death. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. He asked the church to repent, or else he will oppose the church. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Revelation 2:16. He admonishes us Christians to hold on to what we have received. But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. Revelation 2:25. Yes, the Lord asks His church to remember what it received, to keep it and to repent. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 3:3. I will come quickly. Hold on to what you received. He says in Revelation 3:11, Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. He admonishes us to be zealous and repent. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Revelation 3:19. The church of Christ is universal. Ephesians 2:20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. The expression whole Israel means all the children of God in the Old and New Testament dispensations. The Bible says, For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, There shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Romans 11, 25-26. Jesus Christ is the head of His church. We read in Ephesians these words, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1:22 and 23. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Ephesians 5:25 and 26. The Holy Spirit of God keeps his church united and helps her to reach full maturity in Christ. Again in Ephesians we read, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Ephesians 4:13-15. Jesus Christ clads his church in his own righteousness, and after perfecting her to the point where she has no spot or wrinkle, takes her to heaven as his wife. We read in the Bible that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. This is the great mystery that I speak concerning Christ and the church. Ephesians 5:27 and 32. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me. Hebrews 2:13. Satan's chief attacks are directed against Christ's church, for it prevents his attaining absolute supremacy in this world. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Luke 22:31. Satan succeeded in ruining Israel. The Bible says, what could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes? Isaiah 5:4. They say unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruit in their season. Matthew 21:41. Satan also succeeded in ruining Christendom. The Bible says, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Acts 20, verse 30. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast them there that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitan, which thing I hate. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest the woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Revelation 2:14, 15, and 20. Nevertheless, both in Israel and in Christendom, there always remained a remnant which Satan could never pervert. The Bible says, but what says the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Romans 11, 4 and 5. Isaiah also cries concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. Romans 9, 27. The church of Christ was always persecuted by Satan and by those whom he could deceive. Since the church has always been in the minority and usually opposed moral and spiritual decline, Satan is always successful in labeling her as being heretical. When Christendom was persecuted by pagan Rome, it went underground. The Christians were hiding in the catacombs. When the remnant of God was persecuted by the dominating church in the medieval times because it did not conform to the theological position of official Christendom, its members were forced to abandon the cities and take refuge in the Alps of Central Europe. Later, they migrated to the United States. The Bible says, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Revelation 12:1. This pure woman represents the church of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth." Revelation 12, 15 and 16. "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations." Revelation 13, 7. "And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration." Revelation 17, 5 and 6. The woman clad in the sun and the moon symbolizes the Church of Christ, taking her stand on both the New and the Old Testament. She's persecuted. She's persecuted by the dragon, a description of Satan, and by the beast and the adulterous woman, symbols of fallen Christendom. As Christ's church of the first century was a decisive factor in the shaping of world history, the last church of Christ will also have a wholesome and important effect on the events taking place at the end of human history. Both Christ and the prophets point to this development. The seven churches of Christ, as described in Revelation, are these. First is Ephesus, which translated means desirable, from the time of Christ to AD 100. Then comes Smyrna, which means sweet-smelling, leading up to 321 AD, followed by Pergamos, which means elevated fortress, and lasted until 538 AD. Then comes Thyatira, which means sacrifice. This long church period lasted until 1517 and was then followed by Sardis, which means renewal. And that period ended in 1798. Then came Philadelphia, which means brotherly love, and lasted until 1844. And then came the last church of Christ, Laodicea, which means people of judgment. And that church will last until the Lord's return in glory. Yes, the last of the seven churches is called Laodicea. Let me read you from the Bible. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation 3:14-21. This church, just described, had to be formed in 1844, for Daniel pointed to it in his prophecy. You read in the Bible, And he said unto me, Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Daniel 8:14. No eighth church will follow. Just as the Israelites were led out of Egypt, did not enter the promised land, only their descendants, in the same manner, only the descendants of the founders of Laodicea will live to see Christ's return and enter the heavenly Canaan. There are numerous prophetic statements in the Bible regarding God's last church on earth. Although it is greatly privileged, its members are as frail, human, and weak as any other Christians. By the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, they strive for victory. Let us look at some of the identification marks of Laodicea. Number one, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12:17. The members of the Laodicean church are the remnant of the pure woman, which symbolizes the pure Christian church. They hold and proclaim the same teachings and principles as the church of the first century. Some biblical truths were lost during the Dark Ages, but have been rediscovered and reinstated by numerous faithful Bible students since the Reformation. Laodicea is persecuted by the enemy of all truth. Its members are desirous of keeping the commandments of God, but only by the power of the Holy Spirit. They have reinstated the divinely appointed day of rest, the seventh day Sabbath, which was given to mankind in the Garden of Eden. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. Genesis 2:1-3. They have received the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation 19:10. The members of the church are eager to have the same faith as Jesus. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14:12. The members of Laodicea proclaim the everlasting gospel, the plan of salvation, the righteousness of Jesus Christ received by faith, the coming of Christ's kingdom. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people. Revelation 14:6. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Yes, Laodicea proclaims God's last message of mercy to mankind, called the three angels' messages, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." And there followed another angel saying, "Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." Revelation 14:7-11. The nature of these messages is a call to worship and give glory to God. The announcement that the hour of judgment is come, the spiritual fall of Christendom, and the warning not to accept the mark of the Antichrist. Thirdly, Jesus Christ Himself addresses Himself to the members of the last church on earth, Laodicea, who are expecting His imminent return. He says, "Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Matthew 24:44. "Be like the wise servant. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing." Matthew 24:45-46. "Be like the wise virgins. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut." Matthew 25:4-10. The Lord says, "Look up, for I'm coming." And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. Luke 21:28. The Lord says to her, "Watch and pray. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Luke 21:36. He says, be vigilant. "Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at cock crowing." Mark 13:35-36. He says, "Pray for God's favor. But pray ye. That your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day." Matthew 24:20. The members of Laodicea have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. This means that the divine image has been restored in them by Jesus Christ. And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 7:14. They have received the righteousness of Jesus Christ by faith. His spotless life has been imputed and imparted to them. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Revelation 19:7-8. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5:27. Unfortunately, not all who belong to Laodicea are allowed to enter heaven. Many Laodiceans have succumbed to the sin of spiritual pride, self-satisfaction, and complacency. Many are spiritually lukewarm and indifferent, and Christ warns that he will spew them out of his mouth. Yes, his last church on earth, Laodicea, will be sifted and shaken as the former churches in the Christian dispensations were tested and sifted. The Bible says, And thou shalt all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or not. Deuteronomy 8:2. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. So because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Revelation 15:17. The divine and true witness tells his church her true condition. And knowest not that thou art wretched and poor and blind and naked. Revelation 3:17b. Yes, the Lord censures his people in very strong language. Nevertheless, he does not cast them away, just as he did not disown his disciples when they forsook him in the great crisis of his life. Like a loving father, Jesus Christ counsels his children to return to him and be restored. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, his love and his faith, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. His righteousness, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see the Holy Spirit. Revelation 3:18. Christ loves his last church on earth and calls her back to repentance and back to her zeal. He longs for the day that Laodicea will give him again her first love. As he counseled the first church, Ephesus, so he counsels Laodicea to give him back her heart. He says, As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Revelation 3:19. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove the candlesticks out of his place, except thou repent. Revelation 2, 4 and 5. Some members of Laodicea will heed this counsel of Christ and will repent. They are the conquerors. Others will remain indifferent to him. They will finally be sifted out of the church and be lost. Jesus Christ anxiously calls the faithful in his church to an intimate communion, a close spiritual love relationship with him. Only then will they obtain victory. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart, and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne." Revelation 3, 20 and 21. Your heavenly Father proposes to make you a member of the royal family, that through his exceeding great and precious promises, you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The more you partake of the character of the pure, sinless angels and of Christ, your Redeemer, the more vividly will you bear the impress of the divine, and the more faint will be the resemblance to the world. The leaders of his church are appointed and guided by Christ. The Bible says, "The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks." The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Revelation 1:20. From this church, from this last church, Laodicea, will come forth the great host of God's people, called 144,000 by John the Revelator. These people are especially chosen ones and sealed by God. The Bible says, "And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel descending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and with palms in their hands." Revelation 7, 1-4 and verse 9. "And I looked, and lo, a Lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song, but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruit unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Revelation 14:1-5. The members of the Church of Laodicea must not be surprised if they are attacked, if they are slandered and condemned. The majority of Christians reject the idea that Laodicea is Christ's last church on earth. Laodicea will receive the same treatment as Christ did when he claimed to be the Messiah. After all, Jesus was rejected by his own people. Laodicea must be ready to follow the blood-stained footprints of Jesus Christ. According to prophecy, Laodicea had to appear on the world scene in 1844. And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Daniel 8:14. This was the end of the 2,300-year period. It was the year Jesus Christ, our high priest, entered the most holy place of the temple in heaven in order to begin the judgment of the house of God. Saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." Revelation 14:7. For the time is come that the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of those that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? 1 Peter 4:17-18. It was also the year the three angels' messages were proclaimed for the first time. In spite of its unpopularity, the members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church must give the world these difficult messages in order to prepare as many as possible for the return of Jesus Christ. If they do this with zeal and love in their hearts, they will be ready to meet their Lord and hear from him the words, "Well done, my faithful servant." At the present time, the majority of the children of God are still outside Laodicea. They are members of the numerous Christian denominations, even the Jewish faith. They are even among the Muslims and Mohammedans and among the heathen nations. They are anxiously praying for more light, for more understanding, and are fervently longing to know and see God. And God wants to save them before the time of probation ends. The Bible says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." 2 Peter 3:9. It is to such people that God calls, "Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues." Revelation 18:4. As these God-fearing people heed God's call, they will unite with Laodicea and courageously defend the truth of God. This reunion of all believers on earth will be a glorious experience for all. And after this event, the plagues will overcome, and that will be an awful experience for us all. That brief but awful period will be followed by the triumphant return of the Lord Jesus Christ to take home the purchase of his blood. his beloved wife, his family, his partner for eternity, his church. Will you be part of it, brother? It is my prayer that you and I will be among those who will await the Lord Jesus, who comes in glory and power. Don't remain outside Laodicea. Study the Word of God as you never studied it before. Pray as you never prayed before. And witness the beauty of this truth that's been entrusted to us. God bless you, my friend.
Amen. You have been listening to another special American Cassette Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International copyright 2007. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 1-800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americancassette.org. There you will discover the largest selection of genuine Adventist preaching available. American Cassette Ministries is not a one-man band. It's an orchestra of outstanding speakers who are all on the same theological page. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Cassette Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.